football on Off the Ball.
Slot has taken a lot of criticism for a lot of issues which are actually out with his control, and he does have credit in the bank having won the title last season with what, just buying one player, Chiesa, who was rarely used, and, you know, winning the title. He is manager of the year.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
First port of call for many tomorrow afternoon will be at the Aviva Stadium, because it is the Republic of Ireland versus Poland in their World Cup 2027 qualifier. It's a 3 p.m. kickoff, and Hibs midfielder Ciara Grant, I'm delighted to say, is with us on the line. Ciara, how are you doing?
I'm good, Owen. Thanks very much for having me on now. Looking forward to the game tomorrow already. It's a nice time of the day too, on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's great. Tickets seem to be going really well, and I don't suspect they'll be hampered in any way by what happened in Gdansk midweek, because it was almost confirmation, having got that victory, that the performances against the Netherlands, the performances against France are now there to be believed. They just needed a win to just hammer that home, I think.
I think so, and I think people, you know, even though you're up against some of the top teams in the world, you still are losing. So I think even though we were performing well, we still lost. So that win against Poland in the conditions on that pitch, even with Katie missing the penalty, I think it just has like really kind of got that excitement back again. So I think, yeah, there'll be a big crowd tomorrow. I think they have actually released more tickets recently as well, which is good. Sounds like they're open more sections. So the more there, the better to get behind the girls, because, you know, although we won, I think it's going to be a different game tomorrow. It's going to be a bigger test. And, you know, Poland have everything to play for now, so we need to be just as ready as we were on Tuesday.
Is there a case we made that the really bad pitch actually helped Ireland?
I don't know. I was funny when I was looking at it. You know, sometimes on TV you're like, oh, it's really bare, but it might actually be okay. And then when you've seen the ball, just a simple pass, and it was bobbling, and it was jumping, I think the Irish girls like reacted way better than the Polish. I think the Polish made a lot of forced errors, especially in those dangerous transitions. So maybe, but again, I think it will allow us to kind of show the attack and nice, neat football that we have been playing in the previous two games as well. So yeah, I think it'll be a much better standard of game, hopefully, tomorrow.
Yeah, the way in which they went about dismantling Poland, you could almost make the argument that Poland were a little bit caught off guard. I don't understand why that would be the case, given the Republic of Ireland's performances in their previous two games. But you've alluded to it there, that tomorrow afternoon is going to be a very different challenge. If there was any sense of complacency from the Poles midweek, it's not going to happen tomorrow. They're going to take this Irish challenge very seriously in Dublin.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, honestly, just the way we came, you know, out at the start, the pressure, the intensity and the togetherness, because sometimes presses can be a little bit erratic at the start of the game, but straight away it just shows that Carla has got the girls drilled to exactly, you know, their roles and what they do. And it was almost second nature to a lot of the girls when they were pressing. And look, when you have the likes of Shiva O'Sullivan, even Abby Larkin there, Murphy, the energy those four girls bring in and out of possession is, you know, it's incredible. And it allows the whole team then to drive against another team and win that ball back.
The Emily Murphy hype train has left the station now, because again, this probably comes back to just winning a game. Like, it's you can play magnificently well in a game and lose it, and you'll get some of the plaudits, but you won't be lionized in any way as a result of that game, because we're very simple sometimes when we analyze sport, that there can be no heroes in a losing effort and all that. So it may not have even been her best performance in an Ireland jersey, but because Ireland got a big win, it almost feels like the beginning, the real beginning for her Irish career.
Absolutely. And look, getting a hat-trick of player of the matches in any team, never mind your international level in League A, it's incredible. And I think, yeah, she's just one of those players. I was reading an interview during the week, and they were saying that she was piped to be one of the next best players coming out of, I think it was the Chelsea Academy.
Yeah.
And look, players, when they're kind of put in that pedestal at such a young age, often do dip. And I think she maybe learned a lot about herself and her style of play, and she went off to America and came back, is now playing in WSL 2. You know, some people might think that's not good enough for her, but actually that's where she now is finding her feet and getting 90 minutes week in, week out. I think she's got quite a lot of goals and assists this season, and the fact then that she's bringing that into the international scene shows the potential that she has to continue to get better and better. But I think her hold-up play her decision making, her calmness on the ball, and then her work off the ball. It's everything you want in an attacking player like that. And I just think the girls around her are playing really well with her too. So it just shows things are just starting to click maybe for some of those girls. And it's really exciting to watch.
The quote that's been doing the rounds over the past couple of days is an Emma Hayes quote when she described Murphy as the future when she scored twice in her full debut for Chelsea at the age of just 16. So she's obviously had her challenges since then, and it's been a bit of a circuitous route into the Republic of Ireland setup, obviously, but it seems that she's really kind of finding the reasons why she was described as the future by one of the greatest coaches in the game.
I think so, and I think it's so hard because at that age, you know, you kind of play with that freedom, you've no pressure on you, you don't really overthink things, and then suddenly in the next few years, you know, if you do have that dip, you start maybe overthinking things a little bit. You know, you might even just, there's like fatigability, I think, sometimes at that age. Things are changing, your life is changing, you're becoming an adult, you might have moved away from home, different things. So I think giving those players that grace, you know, to maybe have a bad season, but it really does show, because a lot of players might fall off and like fall way down the leagues. But for her to go off and test herself in a different country and then come back and is starting to work her way back up, I think that's a credit to her own personality and how much she wants this. And then obviously having that talent that Emma Hayes seen at 16. So those two combined, you're talking about a potential world-class player here.
Are we seeing a different version of her positionally for Ireland, Ciara, than we are for Newcastle?
Yeah, I think so. I think she even spoke about in one of the interviews that she's been given quite a lot of freedom in the international squad. And I think you can see that, like at one stage on the left, then she's on the right, she's coming deep, she's running in behind. And I think when a player has that confidence and that trust maybe with the manager, it does allow them to play a bit more free. But then it's funny because then in the regimented Irish way that we are, we're so defensively set up, it's almost like when we lose the ball, she switches back into her role and there's not even a hesitation or an ounce that she looks tired, and she just gets back into shape and gets back into her defensive role. So yeah, I think it's just a credit to her.
Yeah, that's a great sign. Not that you would have expected anything different, but sometimes with the young superstar in a team, the final piece of the jigsaw is what are they offering you defensively, but she seems to have the whole package.
She really does. And I think, again, the girls around her are almost, you know, maybe a bit of the kind of limelight is taken off Katie and taken off Denise, and then they're allowed to just do their roles as well without maybe taking that pressure, but then also having a player beside them who's on the same level as them, who's performing just as good as them. You know, suddenly now that core, that spine of the team is expanding. So it's great to see.
Let's have a listen to the boss then. Here's Carla Ward speaking with our own Ben Symes earlier today, and the chat here surrounds what the team might look like when Poland come to town tomorrow.
I think that we're going to expect the reaction, of course. We know Poland have got a lot of quality. We spoke about that before. You know, they've shown that against really good sides, getting a point against the Netherlands. So, you know, if anyone thinks it's going to be a similar game, I think they'll be mistaken. I think we have to treat this as a different type of game, and we have to be prepared for that. So we will be. You know, we've talked, this group, like I say to you, they're hungry to be better all the time. And the only things we've properly discussed is how we improve and how we potentially tweak things. And we'll go into this game knowing what they, how they might react, but also prepared that we've got enough quality. If we're on it, we go and take 3 points.
You said that Kyle Cruz is going to be back fit, but how much of a headache have you been given by the performance of Abby Larkin and Emily Murphy as a pair up top together the other night?
Yes, it's a good headache to have, it really is, and it's a good headache that I've got 24 available to choose from as well, because, you know, Abby did really well. You know, we know what Abby Larkin can do, and we're blessed with options all over the park, so it's a really good position to be in as a head coach.
What's she going to do here? Does Larkin start again? Does Caruso get the nod ahead of her?
I think you have to think, like, well, it depends on how unwell Caruso was, how she's feeling. I think Abby is also flying it for Crystal Palace. She's doing really well. She gives you that speed in behind that Ciara maybe doesn't offer, but then Ciara's hold-up play with Murphy running off her is a really good combo as well. I think for Abby, I think she'll be severely disappointed if she doesn't start. But then if she doesn't start, we have now a player who's eager to get back on the pitch and might come on with all guns blazing and, you know, really push us on for when she's needed. So I definitely think we'll see Abby at some stage tomorrow. But again, it really depends on how Ciara is. Ciara is also an incredible player who's been playing well in the Ireland shirt. But if Carla is somebody who likes players who are playing week in, week out, then she might go ahead with Abby.
Is there a case to be made here that when you're comparing Caruso with Larkin, that Larkin's style of play is a little bit more reflective of an impact sub? And of course, you can do that from the start as well, just how quick she is, how she can get in behind the defence. There's almost like a safer starting 11 with Caruso in it, with Larkin coming off the bench, than a starting 11 with Larkin in it and Caruso coming off the bench.
Yeah, and I think sometimes players might get quite annoyed if you kind of put them into that category. But honestly, that, like, not that it's a secret weapon, but it is, it's a tactical move by the coach. And it also often works because players might be flagging with 30 minutes to go, and now you're bringing on this player who's extremely fast, who's very clinical. You know, it might work that way. And as you said, then Kiera coming on, it's just a different type of game. We kind of need Kiera in and around the box, balls being crossed in, for her to really show her impact in and around the box. And maybe she can obviously be that link-up play, but I think because Murphy's doing that so well too, if you have then Abby making those like third runs in behind, she's very hard, and we've seen it when she went one-on-one on Tuesday. Like, she has the legs in there. So yeah, it'll be a difficult decision for Carla to make. As she said, she has a headache.
One person who's definitely going to start is Katie McCabe. Ben Symes was chatting with the captain earlier today at the Aviva.
I think for me, I love playing here. Any game we've played, it's always a massive occasion, and I love the fans coming in and in their numbers, and it's like a different sort of noise as well when they're cheering you on. And for me as a little girl, I was coming here when it was Lansdowne Road, before the Aviva took over. It was such a special thing coming to watch the men's team playing, seeing Robbie Keane, Damien Duff representing Ireland, and I've always wanted to do that, so it's an absolute privilege to be able to do that and meet the girls out here, especially going into such a big game tomorrow night.
I think, Katie, just coming back from playing maybe on that pitch in Gdansk the other day compared to the surface that you're going to be playing on tomorrow, how much of a difference will that make, and how much did that affect the game the other day?
It's very different. I haven't seen a pitch like that in quite a long time, to be honest, and I think even up until the warm-up, the groundsman was still digging out holes and putting fresh grass in and stuff like that. But look, they were the conditions that were in front of us, and it was for them as well. So we can't use any excuses or anything like that. We knew it was going to be difficult in terms of playing out from the back as well. So yeah, as you said, it's going to be very different here tomorrow evening. I've not actually seen the pitch yet, but I'm sure it's like a carpet. It always is.
Do we know if the penalty spot was also ripped up a little bit?
Maybe. Will we give her that?
I think so. I think after everything she's done, she probably deserves a free pass on that one.
Absolutely.
It's such a kind of a repetitive conversation around Katie at the moment because of the fact that her club future is up in the air. She's obviously going out every time she plays for Arsenal now, trying to prove a point. I think, I'm not sure, is it green spectacles that we have on that means that all of our conversations are like, why would Arsenal get rid of her at this point? But whatever way you think about the Katie McCabe question at Arsenal, one thing that you can't really doubt is that she's out to really prove a point to her current employers. And I think that probably exists on the international stage as well. Like, Ireland are going to benefit from this mindset.
100%. And I think the highs of the World Cup in 2023, like, Katie, we all don't even want to think about it, but she is in her 30s now. She's wants every major tournament now. She is devastated from not getting to the last Euros. Like, this is the next big thing for her. 2 years after that, you know, you're suddenly creeping into your mid-30s and stuff. So for Katie, I think this team, this international team, means so much to her. And she's been through the highs and lows through it all. Like, it's kind of come along with her career. You know, once she went professional, she was in the international setup, and this has been everything to her. So I think every time she puts on that jersey, yes, there's stuff going on at the club, but honestly, I think she's just thinking about getting to the World Cup and putting in as much she can for the team, because at the end of the day, to get to Brazil, you know, next year is on her mind, and that's all she's trying to do.
Just one last thing. Obviously, the kind of bigger picture of this group means that whoever tops it is going to go straight to the World Cup. Probably fair to say that's not going to happen for the Republic of Ireland at this stage. But finishing second or finishing third, the difference in benefit between them is negligible. However, the relegation factor of coming fourth is a big risk. So is there a chance actually that Carla Ward just shuts up shop tomorrow afternoon and just tries to get 4 points from these two games? Because chances are then you're guaranteed not to finish fourth.
I don't think so. I think the way we've played in this campaign so far has been on the front foot, has been the high press, has been maybe taking risks with some of our wing backs, but that has what ultimately has paid off for us and allowed us to almost free up that space for our midfield to get on the ball and dictate play away a wee bit. So I don't think we will change much. We'll try and be a wee bit more better with their transitions in terms of those spaces down the wings and maybe keeping a closer eye on Payor. But I don't think our in-possession game plan is going to change. I think we're going to be on the front foot because it's that energy, that aggression that has got us these last three performances. And to play a safe game is always a high risk. So I think get out there, try and get another early goal. And maybe in the last 20 minutes, if it's 1-1 or if it's, you know, it's close margins, then maybe become a wee bit more defensive. But I think first half, first 60 minutes, we're going to be going for it like we have the last three games.
Ciara Grant, always great to have you on the show. Thanks a million for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Owen.
Irish Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Football on Off the Ball.
Slot has taken a lot of criticism for a lot of issues which are actually out with his control, and he does have credit in the bank having won the title last season with what, just buying one player, Chiesa, who was rarely used, and, you know, winning the title. He is manager of the year.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.